Do you know what type of employee you are? Are you the type who asks for feedback or the type who would rather wait to be given feedback? Do you add your manager on social media? And do you want to know what your manager thinks of your work ethics? If you are a new leader and would like to hear tips on how to develop your relationship with your employee, or you are an employee who would like to know what type of employee you are, listen to this part one of the episode where we talked about the best types of employees and how to develop them better. Welcome to another episode of Late Nights by Luna Manila. In this episode, I was joined by Zara Lubrin, Filipino based in Lisbon, Portugal. 16 years in Intercontinental Hotels Group, working across different functions like reservations, channels, and loyalty. She also led teams in China, the Philippines, and UK. She is now managing the vendor's performance in Lisbon. Enjoy this episode. Let's talk about the five best types of employees muna.
Sure.
Pili lang tayo ng lima. Okay. So first, merong Mr. and Miss Motivated.
Mm-hmm.
So they're the one who is always motivated if there are extra incentives, bonus, words of appreciation, certificate recognition, promotion. Mm-hmm. So I want to talk about the importance of, you know, asking the employees what they value because iba-iba kasi yung binavalue talaga ng employees eh. I can't remember kung saan ko nakita yung example na yun or nabasa somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So this employee, for example, performer, no? Tapos pinatawag siya ng manager niya, tapos yung manager binigyan siya ng increase.
Mm-hmm.
Pero nung umalis ng office or after that one-on-one with the manager, napansin ng manager nung umalis yung employee na yun na parang bakit hindi siya mukhang masaya? Binigyan ko naman siya ng increase.
Mm-hmm.
Yun pala, itong employee na to, hindi niya masyadong feel yung increase kasi ang gusto niya promotion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, ibig sabihin, hindi money ang vina-value niya.
Mm-hmm.
I wanna talk about it.
Yeah.
What do you think about it?
Yeah. So, it's good to always have an employee who's motivated, right? That's the first one of the best employees that you want to have, right? Because you can easily pinpoint take a step back. You can never ask my own take on this one is as a leader, you're not able to motivate someone.
Yes.
A person is self-motivated all the time. What you can do is to demotivate someone. Right? So, yun ang magagawa mo as a leader. You demotivate someone. Someone would always be self-motivated. Now, that will go back to what kind of relationship you have with that employee. And all throughout our discussion, I would talk about relationship and feedback giving. That two very critical components of being a leader. Having a relationship with your employee, you'd know what motivates them or what could demotivate them, right? So, money for me is very short-term. Yes, it can be motivating for some, especially if they have families, you know, that they are supporting. It is very short term. At the end of the day, you should know what's driving your employees or what could demotivate your employee, right? And it goes back to relationship. You have to build that kind of relationship with a person to understand what's driving them, right? It could be, you know, right now, sa dami ng, like, you know, the new generation, ang dami nang motivate sa kanila. You would not believe that actually, isa sa mga driving force, isa sa mga nang motivate sa mga taong mag-stay sa company is social responsibility, corporate responsibility. If they're able to contribute to the community, yan. And sa atin nun, parang, okay, it's nice to have, but it's not something that will motivate me, right? So, I will go back to what I'm saying na you have to build a relationship with your employees, get to know them, you know, as a human, and understand what's driving them. So, you will never have the perfect benefit or the perfect reward to give, but if you're able to talk to that person, understand where they're coming from, pwede mo sa maintindihan eh. Pwede mo maibigay sa kanila what will make them stay in the company. So, yeah, it's always good to have the highly motivated because easily you can pinpoint that I can get something from this teammate as long as I'm giving him or her what she wants, right? So, there.
Correct.
Yeah.
Totoo yun. Ang hindi ko mag-comment, magsabi after ng totoo yun, totoo yun. Anyway.
O ba, ito totoo naman, charot.
True. So, oo, alam mo, tama ka eh. Pag yung employee motivated agad, siya mismo yung magsasabi sa'yo what's keeping that person motivated eh.
Mm-hmm.
And hindi, tama ka, hindi siya, ang motivation, hindi siya naituturo.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wala kang magagawa din eh. Pag sinabi na nung isang employee na parang, you know, I'm not motivated anymore, parang the least that you can do is be there for that person, I guess. Mm-hmm. Talk to that person, but motivation parang pagligo yan eh.
Mm-hmm.
Walang makakapilit sa'yo na maligo.
Kung ayaw mo.
Diba?
Kung ayaw mo talaga, wala. Diba? Pero meron right, mga, meron sa environment mo ang magpapagawa sa'yo nun. Or magpapa, talaga magpapaayaw sa'yo. For example, weather. Like sa pagliligo, yes. Diba? Ayaw mo kasi may weather, diba? So, ganun din siya. Parang you can, ganun as a leader, you can do something to demotivate a person. So, yeah.
Correct. So, that's our Mr. and Miss Motivated.
Mm-hmm.
Next is the reliable one. Mm-hmm. Ito naman. Yung someone that you can always count on. Pag merong mga deadlines, assignments, they are always on time. Mm-hmm. Siya yung helper, seldom taking time offs. Siya yung bosses or everyone's go-to person, reliever, backup, always willing to overtime. Mm-hmm. Yan. Siya yung the reliable one. Mm-hmm. So, how do we make sure that this type of employee is getting a full credit of how much they do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. How do we make sure?
Yeah. So, it ties with what is keeping this person motivated, right? I think what motivates this person is there if may contribution sila. Yun yung mga tao na gusto nila, nakikita nila na ito, may tangible contribution ako, may result ako nabibigay, di ba? I actually can relate to this one. I can say that, you know, I'm reliable and I always want to help people and I always want to make sure that we're driving results. Your question is, how do we make sure that we give credit to them? Am I right in saying that?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Tama.
You always want to acknowledge it. And you always want to make sure that you have your, and I'll go back to what I was saying kanina, two things I would always highlight in this discussion is your relationship and your feedback giving, right? You want to make sure that she knows, that employee knows that you see them and that you appreciate and acknowledge their contribution, right? Ang risk kasi ng reliable one is they can burn out. They can just really just say, I'm done with this, you know. Yeah, diba? Yun yung mga, dami kong ginawa, pero parang wala namang nangyayari sa akin. Parang hindi naman ako na-acknowledge, diba? So,
correct.
Pwede sila ma-burn out. So, always acknowledge, always give feedback. And that, ako, I'm a big fan of giving regular feedback, quantity and quality. So, it's effective and frequent feedback for me, so. That's what I can say about
it. Alam mo, gusto ko yung sinabi mo about feedback. Like, ako, I'm also a huge, I don't know if fan is the right mm-hmm. term, but I highly appreciate feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Kahit ano pa yan. Mm-hmm. Positive, negative, every time naman maririnig akong feedback. And I found the importance of feedback also by asking for it.
Yep.
Kasi hindi mo alam kung nasan na ba ako. Mm-hmm.
Diba? That's true. That's true. You don't know what you don't know. Right? And so, correct. That's why feedback is always important. And it's not just in leaders, in teams, even in relationships, diba? So, kailangan talaga may, and I always, always encourage and recommend frequent and like quality feedback, effective feedback. So, there.
Totoo yan. I agree. Have you encountered other downsides for that type, yung reliable one, kung meron man?
Not necessarily downside, but like what I said, yun nga, mababurn out sila. Or they are the ones who would, as maybe looking back, sila yung naghahanap pa ng pwede pa nilang gawin. And then, you know, or, and you'd eventually lose that person because, you know, I want to do more, but I'm not doing a lot here, so you'd probably lose that person, and that's fine. That's fine if you know if that's part of their development plan and it's part of their career growth, and so be it. But I think the downside to it is the burnout more than anything else.
Oo nga, mm-hmm. tama ka. Ikaw ba naman di mag-time off?
Oo. At saka yan ang lapit yan ng chismis. Nilalapitin ng GCs, kawawa sila.
Yes.
Kasi siya, ayun na naman siya, no? Siya na naman ang ano, mapapabibo na naman si ate girl. Sometimes, as a reliable person, kunwari lang ha, reliable employee, and my benchmark is my, you know, I'm able to deliver something in one day, for example, right? And that's my benchmark. That's actually at my optimum performance, right? The others are 2 days, 3 days, ganyan. Ako, as a reliable person, I would probably say, bababaan ko ba yung benchmark ko to like be of the same average as the most of the people that I'm working with? Or should I stick to this one? Yeah, that's actually the parang yung tricky part kapag kunaring ano kay high achiever ka. Minsan,
yes.
Gusto mong bababaan ko ng kaunti para naman, you know, umaverage naman ako sa kanila. Which shouldn't be the case. You should be the benchmark. People should be following you instead of the other way around. So, yeah.
Correct. Kasi yun yung parang nagiging, eh bakit siya naabot niya?
Mm-mm.
Yung score na to, bakit kayo hindi?
Mm-mm.
Parang ganon. So, kung may nakakaabot ng score na to, mm-mm, ibig sabihin, naaabot talaga, mm-mm, siya, habulin yung lahat
that's
to.
True. Parang, that's true. That's true.
Okay. So, that's the reliable one. Third, we have the resourceful problem solver. Mm-hmm. Ito naman yung the type who almost always figure it, mm-hmm, out. The troubleshooter, takbuhan, mm-hmm, ng lahat. The problem solver calmly and rationally assesses each situation, mm-hmm, finds weaknesses, and develops an appropriate solution. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the importance of behavior. Mm-hmm. So given that this type of employee delivers on time, but behavior is challenging, mm-hmm, how important ba ang behavior? Mm-hmm. Galing o behavior?
Okay, so there's... Ang skill kasi for me ay natuturo. Okay, it's something that you can learn. Whenever we go back to outlier management meaning understanding, like what managing your low performers, right? So you want to manage your low performers, your outliers. Three things would always come in mind. What are the reasons why they're performing low? Is it a skill, a will, or a drilled issue, right? A skill issue is something that is training related. I'll go back to what you were saying. Ang galing, ang skill ay natuturo, okay? Pero ang behavior hindi. Yung yan ang basic, yan ang value, yan ang core value. A lot of the companies right now are looking at core values if their the applicant's core value match with their values rather than looking at skills only, okay? Skills can be trained, but values cannot. Nasa yun na yan, right? So if I going back to your question, for me behavior would trump skill. Any time of the day, right? Your values would trump skills any time of the day because it can be trained. But your problem solver is good to have. But you know, again, you cannot have the perfect employee. But it's always good to have a problem solver because they put out fires. They may mga tao kasi have an may mga taong the people have a knack for may tawag din eh, parang turning stones and. May mali dito. Ay, ano natin, may ibang tao naman kasi na parang, okay lang, wala akong, I'll just do what is needed from me. May mga taong, tingnan natin kung saan pa mas okay pa tayo, mas maging effective pa yung process natin, etc. Ito yung mga problem solvers mo. But yeah, I hope I answered your question about skill versus behavior.
Oo. And ano, meron talaga mga tao na parang masyado tong tama, imposibleng walang mali dito. Diba? Kaya may mga black belter, alam mo yan.
Tataa.
But I agree with the behavior, no? Kasi minsan parang hindi pwedeng magaling ka lang eh. Ang behavior, kasi tama ka, ang skills ay natuturo. Ang behavior, hindi mo na mababalikan yan, hindi mo matuturo yan. May narinig na ako dati na nagsabi na 80-20 rule. May 80-20 rule daw na 80% attendance, 20% yung trabaho mo.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a good,
It can be not necessarily 80-20, but attendance kasi, are you saying attendance? Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
For example, yeah.
Because it's very basic. That is what is expected from you. When you're in the office, I can easily train you. But if you're not in the office, para saan pa, diba? So that in itself is already parang no-brainer na yun na, okay. So, but because that's the expectation, basic expectation that you have about the person. So, yeah.
I have a curious question pala. Do you believe in perfect attendance bonus?
No.
Na dapat na binibigay?
No, no. Right? I don't believe in that.
Explain, Ms. Lubini.
Okay.
Ms.
Well, first and foremost, it depends on the industry, ha? Meron kasing industry na, like ngayon, marami na dahil sa pandemic, people have transitioned to working from home, and the companies have realized na hindi pala natin kailangan ng 9-to-6 job, right? The 9-to-6 clock in, clock out. It should always be results-driven, results-oriented. Did I give you the results that you're expecting me to deliver, right? So, does it come back to attendance? Hindi naman yun, dahil nagtrabaho ka ng 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., eh, may results ka na nabigay, di ba? So, may industry na gano'n, na results-driven, results-oriented. May industry naman operations, kind of like your call center. You should be in operations. That should be at, you know, attendance. It's not, for me, it is good to have, but it shouldn't be like an incentive in a sense na regular incentive binibigay sa kasama yan sa ano package, so may incentive ka, di ba? It's good to have, to be acknowledged maybe in 3 months rolling or 6 months or maybe a year na not necessarily perfect attendance but 99% you get something extra, right? But it shouldn't be rewarded in a sense na, uy, salamat, pumasok ka, ha? Dapat talaga pumasok ka.
Yes, exactly. Exactly, di ba? Eh, parang yun naman talaga dapat yung ginagawa mo in the first place. I mean, sa operations, right? But yeah, I just wanna get your thought about it. Kasi nga, But anyways, so thank you for answering that. So again, third types of employees, again, is the resourceful problem solver. Our fourth is the leader naman. Ito naman yung may mga born leader talaga eh. They're the ones who motivates others, always thinking ahead, flexible and adaptive, skilled at delegating responsibilities to others based on their individual strengths. So as a manager, if you meet an employee who has the same work ethics as you, how do you make sure that you are not biased? Can you cite an example? Kasi hindi mo maiiwasan yan eh. Like, let me just share this. Kasi kahit ako na, like, if I'm hindi ka leader, pag may mga nakikita kang ka-team mo na parang who has the same work ethics as you like that person.
Of course.
Kala, diba? May iba ka ng ano. So, paano kapag leader ka? How do you make sure na you're not biased? Pag nakita ka na parang, parang ako to.
Ah. Actually, sa totoo lang, hindi ako biased na mas pinagbibigyan ko pa ganun, mas strict pa ako sa ganun because I know that person and I know my weaknesses, I know where my opportunities are, alam ko rin kung anong opportunities niya. So in a sense, mas eagle eye focus pa ako in developing that person because I know what I need to develop on myself. So for example, I can cite an example. I am an activator, right? I initiate, you know, I'm strategic, I can initiate projects, etc. But I'm not one who would be, paano ba? I'm not a doer. Hindi ako yung, hindi na, i-activate ko lang yan. I will initiate, pero may kailangan may mag-execute na iba. Parang, paki-execute nga to, ganyan.
Yeah.
So, pag may nakita akong same person as I am, I would, you know, pareho tayo, we need to look for someone else who would execute for it. Because I'm a big believer of strengths finder, right? So, hindi ko siya tinitinan na may bias ako na parang, ay siya na kailangan yung you know, at I'm not sure if I'm answering your question, if I understand your question correctly, but not biased in a sense na dapat, are you saying I'm biased ba dapat siya ipopromote ko, ganun ba? Is that what you're saying about bias?
Well, hindi naman sa promotion, but minsan makikita mo lang talaga na parang
okay, gotcha. So it's more of about
attention. Delegation of tasks.
Gotcha. I get your question now. Okay. So, it's not necessarily favorite. To your point, we've already identified this person as a leader. Why would you hinder this person's development just because you feel that you parang see yourself in that person, right? So, it's not about being that person. You, siya ang favorite mo. But you're developing that person, right? To be a better leader someday. But, you know, it's not playing favorites. It's, we've identified this person as a leader, regardless if the same personality or identity as you, you're there to support them. Wag mo siyang ihinder. Wag mo sabihin na parang, ayoko namang sabihan ako na may, narinig mo yung aeroplano. Ay, ay, Irlando
Hindi,
ka
hindi
na.
naman.
Wag mo namang, ay, wag mo namang isipin na, ay, hindi ko siya iano kasi baka sabihin na I'm playing favorites, di ba? So as, you should know better as a leader. You should be mature enough to understand na it's not playing favorites. It's developing and helping this person to be a good leader someday. So,
wait, alam mo, I wanna get your thought about adding your manager sa social media.
Okay. Alam mo, okay, medyo tricky yung question mo na yan, ano, kasi I think it goes back to the kind of relationship you have with your manager. I don't mind. I have my manager on my Facebook. Hindi naman siya papayag do kasi taga-America siya, hindi naman niya maintindihan, di ba? I have him, but obviously, you know, on Facebook. But obviously, I'm more on Instagram rather than Facebook, di ba? So, kasi, I don't know, it goes back to relationship, I guess. Kasi nung magkakasama kami, sinabi niya, hindi pa ako ina-add sa Facebook. Oh, di kinorna na niya ako. Kinorna na niya ako nun, di ba? So, and I guess, and for sure, even if people add their managers, they would filter them out. And you know, and that's just how it is.
Yeah.
We don't have a rule on that. Ako lang parang, I don't mind as long as I'm not, you know, putting anything that will be detrimental to my career or, you know, me as a person. So.
Correct. Oh, kasi parang dati medyo takot pa ako eh. Na i-add ko ba to? Or parang okay lang ba? So, syempre magka-filter ka kasi ayaw mong maka-offend, ganyan. Ayaw mong may masabi ka or makita na parang, like, my boss right now, she's really awesome. As in, sobrang really good, wonderful, lovely person, ganyan. And I've been parang thinking of maybe I should ask her Instagram or something. Pero meron akong konting fear na baka makita niya yung Instagram ko. Makita niya na, alam mo yun na, ang dami-dami ko pala tattoo or whatever. Hindi ko alam kung ano yung pwede niyang isipin about me. And siguro tama ka. Bumabalik siya sa ano bang klaseng relationship meron kayo. Hanggang saan gusto mong i-share. Hanggang saan yung gusto mong ipaalam sa personal na
buhay. Yeah, that's true. And it all depends on the person. May mga tao talaga na pamilya nga nila, naka-filter sa kanila or hindi nila ina-add, di ba? So, it all depends on the person and how much they can share about their lives. Mayroon namang tao talagang
correct.
Open book. May iba naman na talagang whether they're boss or hindi, they are just really the one who would be filtering out, di ba? So,
correct. Okay. So, again, before we give the last best type of employee, I just want to go through the first, the four muna, the best type of employee. So, again, we have the Mr. and Ms. Motivated. Ikaw ba yan? The reliable one. Again, sorry. So, Mr. and Ms. Motivated, the one who is always motivated. Yan, kapag may mga extra incentives, bonus. The reliable one, the one that you can always count on, yung mabilis magtrabaho, always willing to overtime, hindi nagta-time off. The resourceful, problem solver, that's our third. Well, again, the type who almost always figure it out. Ikaw ba yan? Fourth is the leader. Siya yung motivates others, always thinking ahead. May mga ganun eh, no? Yung parang kahit wala si boss, parang sige, ako na muna, I'll delegate these things, whatever. For our last best type of employees, it's Mr. or Miss Total Package. Ayan. Yung bakit hindi ka na lang naging manager agad? Parang ganun. Mix of all the best qualities. So, talking points would be, how do you develop an employee's qualities? So, for example, someone that is really good with processes but lack communication skills. Ang strategy kasi before was to develop these employees' weaknesses. But in the new world, we honed their strengths na, di ba? So, personally, what is your strategy or what do you advise?
So, first and foremost, again, you should know your employees, right? You wouldn't know what their strengths are if you don't know them, like in a personal level. There was a huge talk before about not having a personal relationship with your employees. I don't agree to that. For me, you need to have a personal relationship with your employee. They spend what, 8, 9, 10 hours a day of their life, every day. with you and, you know, with your team and with your company, and you should know them on a personal level, and you should know what their strengths are, right? For me, I agree with you. It's how do you further develop your strengths? I go back to ang resource ko palagi is the Strengths Finder. Are you familiar with the Strengths Finder book? Okay, it's a good book. It's really for you to know what your strengths are. Kasi may mga questions yon, and you have your personal code, and you'll know what your strengths are. It's very cool kasi talaga nag-agree ako sa mga strengths. But over time, it will change though because of, you know, what happened. Like, eventually, baka nabago ka ng role or whatsoever. So, going back to your question.
Yeah.
I used to be a part of this team. Ang una namin ginawa as a team is to find out what our strengths are through the Strengths Finder, right? And within the team, we found out na, may mga taong nasa influencing ang strengths, may taong nasa executing, nasa relationship building, nasa strategic thinking, right? May mga kanya-kanyang strengths yon. And then you further develop those strengths rather than try someone who's good in execution, try asking that person to be analytical or to be strategic thinking in a sense. You cannot, because you will only get an average at most output from someone who is not really strong in that specific skill, right? You can train them, but it will not be at an optimum level. Nasa average ka lang yan, because that's not your strength, right? So you further develop on your strength. If your strength is in communication, stick to communication. And then look for a teammate or hire someone who's good in analytical data analysis, etc. That's how you build a team, right? So right now, when I'm a leader, as a leader, and I need to look or hire an employee, I need to look at how things are with my current team. May kulang ba sa team ko? May kulang ba na analytical sa team ko? Then I would need for someone who's analytical, because then it will give me a more parang holistic team, instead of like trying to ask someone who's really good in influencing to be more analytical, right? So
right.
I hope I answer your question. It's really more on honing and strengthening your given skills rather than ipilit for someone. Correct.
Or turuan. Yes. To learn something of course, you can always introduce a skill to your employee, but iba pa rin yung hinuhunan mo kung
true.
Ano
That's
yung
true.
Meron siya.
That's true.
Iba dinidevelop mo. I have a question. Ito yung laging curious for me kasi I've known you na ang galing mo talagang humawak ng team. And yung mga alam ko kung gaano ka mahal ng mga tao mo. Subok na yan. But napatunayan na yan ng ilang beses na ng ilang taon na itong mga tao ko talaga, they love you. And nakita ko dati yung team mo laging nagpa-perform, and I know that's also the reason why, one of the many reasons why you're in this position right now, di ba? People love you, Zari. I wanna know, ano yung sikreto mo talaga pag nag-handle ka ng team? Aside from, kasi I can think of, you know, your personal relationship with them, kagaya ng ilang beses mo nang nabanggit na you have to build that personal relationship with these people, ganyan. Napaka-importante talaga nun. Ako naniniwala rin ako dun eh. And it takes a lot of, you know, compassion from that person to be able to do that. Iba kasi yung parang pinipilit mo lang na, sige, I just wanna build a personal relationship, but you're not compassionate talaga.
It's not really a secret. Just be sincere. Yun lang naman talaga yun eh. To your point, may kita nila yun. Just be sincere and ask them what they want to achieve and help them to achieve that. Be a compass. Be someone who sincerely want to help people, right? And until now, I appreciate that you're saying that, you know, minamahal nila ako, sana talaga, no? But, you know, it's really more of what kind of impact you have as a leader, right? Go back to why you're doing this. You're doing this because for me, one of the most important, if not the most important role of a leader is to help people reach their maximum potential, right? In any aspect of their life. And so try to, once you have that personal relationship with them, ask them, you know, tulungan kita saan? Sa mga gustong mag-excel, you know, I might not be the best person to help you with that, but I can go to my network and help find someone who you can talk to be able to reach that potential, right? So, and have a kind of sincerity, and not really actually have that kind of sincerity is already pangit na nga pa. Be sincere. That's just it, right? Because they will see it. And so, yeah, I don't think it's a secret. I think it's just really more of making sure that you know your teammates and you help them reach their highest potential.
So, are you also a believer of not always being right? Like, paano ko ba i-reward yun? Di ba meron kasing parang may mga tao na it's important for them to always be right, yung nasa right side. Meron namang parang, minsan nag-give up mo yun eh, yung parang nandun ka na lang sa, ang importante kasi is how you make that person feel at the end of the conversation eh, di ba? So, nandun ka ba sa pangalawang...
I want to always say that I'm not the smartest in the room. If I'm hiring someone, I want to hire someone who's smarter than I am. I don't have an ego to bruise. Like, I can easily say sorry if you know, that's the kind of culture that you want to have in your company, in your team. You know, people who would be willing to say, I screwed up, I'm sorry, let me do it again, right? And so if you're asking kung ayoko na lagi akong tama, because you know that's not gonna happen, and I need people and I need my teammates to have the courage to tell me na Zara mali tong ginagawa natin to, you know, let's do it again, and I would appreciate that, you know, ang gusto kong action yung kultura. So
ganda, gusto ko yun. Ang galing. Iba ka talaga.
Ano ba yan? No, but again, going back to what you know, for me talaga, it gives me the feeling of maybe 10 Christmases if I see someone in my team excelling. And, you know, if when I'm now out of the Philippines, but when people, when former teammates would message me and say, Mizzy, na-promote ako, ganyan-ganyan, thank you for everything. It gives me the feeling of 10 Christmases. Iba talaga. Yeah. So, I hope as leaders, bumalik ka dun sa core value and bakit mo talaga, your mission, your purpose, bakit mo gusto maging leader. And I think, once you find that purpose in saying, I want to develop and help people reach their maximum potential, as in, it will follow sincerity and building that kind of relationship with them.
There you go for our part one of this episode. Please let me know what your key takeaways are by sending me a message on Instagram at @luna_manila. Watch out for part two, where we talked about the worst types of employees. Thank you for listening.